Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clint, I was listening to Nick Caserio on Texans All Access, and he does this weekly where he kind of gives you a bit of a breakdown of the other teams.
Yeah.
And he goes through the different sides of the ball. And really, I don't know that people really give a damn about the breakdown of the Cardinals' offense. I think most people believe that the Texans' defense, which is the number one defense in football, will go ahead and take care of them. But – offensive or defensively, as we see, maybe will they give the Texans problems? Will they be able to do what a lot of teams have been able to do, keep the game close by holding down points for the Texans offense? Here was Nick Caserio's breakdown of what the Arizona Cardinals defense potentially looks like.
Defensively, their scheme is very unique to what they do. Not everybody plays defense the way that they do. Kind of how they deploy their people is different than most. I don't want to say it's chaos, it's organized chaos, but they usually end up in the right spots. If you were to work back to front, I mean, Buda Baker is like a maniac back there. I mean, this guy is explosive. He's fast. He's tough. Hundreds of tackles each year. He's a big part of what they're doing. They have a pretty good 1-2 punch between him and Jalen Thompson. I know Thompson got hurt there the other day. We'll see if he plays. And in a corner, they got some good young players. I mean, drafted Will Johnson in the second round, who, you know, was injured coming out of Michigan, but he's played a bunch. Max Melton's played a bunch. Denzel Burks played a bunch. They moved Garrett Williams to nickel. And then the front, I mean, they re-signed Campbell or brought Campbell back, who's still a problem. They signed Josh Sweat in free agency, who Jonathan Gannon was with in Philadelphia. And then they signed Davis Gaither at linebacker, who he starts at linebacker and he also leads them in special teams tackles. This is a good football team. They have talented players. I would say their record is probably not reflective of the team that they actually are. So we understand the challenges are in front of us.
Yeah, that's nice, Nick. Also, in the last five games, they've lost all of them, and they're giving up 35.5 points a game. they've got players, clearly. You named damn near all of them. They've got players. But I would just say to all of that, and that was a lovely breakdown, and he went even more depth, as he always does on Texas All Access when he joins them each week. But Clint, this is a defense that has gotten torched here lately. They've given up 40 plus points three out of their last five games. They're the 24th overall total defense. They're giving up on the season 27 a game and even more lately. I just look at this game, Clint, and I understand that the Texans offense isn't a high powered offense. This isn't the Rams. This isn't Seattle. But we should look at this game against this team, especially if we're looking at the Texans' offense from the perspective of they've got to play well enough in big games in the playoffs that their defense doesn't have to just carry everything, that their defense can allow a team 10 points and not have the game hanging in the balance? Can they play well enough? And to me, Clint, when you look at this Cardinals defense, this should be a game that we walk away feeling better, much better about the Texans offense.
Yeah, there's an opportunity. There's a big time opportunity here for a team that's got a ton of momentum. They're on a winning streak. They seem to be the Texans that is hitting stride at the right time late in the season. They've dug themselves out of the hole. The playoffs are a reality. The division is right there in reach. And you've got everything to play for. And really, when you look at this team, I don't think the defense for the Texans needs a reason, needs an opponent, needs a playoff game or a division game. Like, it doesn't matter. If that group is going to play football, they're going to play with their hair on fire, and they're going to cause major problems. The offense is where the questions are. And the offense, I think, has been significantly better. It hasn't shown up on the scoreboard, but the offense has been significantly better. The O-line has been better. It seems like Nick Caley, over a five-game stretch, maybe not against Sunday night, but over a five-game stretch, has been better. Woody Marks, it seems like, has been better. Dalton Schultz has been significantly better this year. Higgins is coming along. So you got all these pieces that seem to be kind of coming together, and this seems to be the perfect timing for an opponent that has been giving up a ton of points for the Texans to go up against and see if they can get not just in a little bit of a rhythm and show some good signs, but see if they can go out there and put a game together where they comfortably win this thing because they score 28 or 30 points. You know, that opportunity is there. Now, can they take advantage of it? It's a lot easier said than done. It's there, though. Can you take advantage of it?
Text line coming in. Arizona D shut down a top offense in the league, Ron Dallas. What is this here? November 9th, 44 to the Seahawks. November 16th, 41 to the 49ers.
Hold on,
we've watched that 49ers offense. Okay, mm-hmm. They've got some pieces missing. The 23rd, 27 to Jacksonville. 20 to the Bucs, and then Sunday against the Rams, 45. I'm not calling for you to do the 40. I'm not calling for that. What I am calling for is we should watch and come away from this game thinking, oh, okay. Feel better about what we've watched. Feel better about what we watched. Didn't just go through and watch multiple possessions, multiple quarters where they look like they're inept and they're not getting anything done. It shouldn't be like, oh, wow, the defense just set them up. Guys had 36 yards of total offense against Buffalo in the second half. They got shut out in the first half by the Titans. They had 78 yards of offense last week. It got set up with their points inside the 30. Like, it's got to be better than that. And if they can't show improvement against a team who is average giving up 35.5 points a game over the last five and who are in the midst of getting this thing over with, this thing, when I mean this thing this season, I don't know how you could start to feel real confident that this offense in the playoffs are going to be able to hold up their end of the job to get this team where they need to get to.
It's
got
to
be able to score against and have good offense against these type teams.
The thing is, whether we see some adjustment or not, when they get to the playoffs, when you've got a C.J. Stroud, when you've got Nico Collins, and look, when you're using Woody Marks the way you're using Woody, they can go out and score 20, and that may be enough to make, you know, to win more playoff games in a given year than you ever have. But, you know, the reality of it is, if you want a real shot, there has to be some level of an identity, not just created, but that's obvious, right? That is. You know, hey, this is what they're trying to do. This is who they are, and we all see it. We all know it. They're leaning into it. And I just don't think – I don't think we're there yet. I still think we're grasping at straws offensively at times. And so we'll see. We'll see what they, you know, what they get to. But there's a big opportunity the next 2 weeks for sure.
From YouTube, when I hear people saying this offense is, quote, not that good, I just laugh because although we're not perfect, this offense is damn good. In my opinion, I would ask you, what the hell are they good at? What aspect of the game do you look at this Texans offense and tell me what they're good at?
Nothing.
Like, what are they consistently good at? Maybe you listen to me and you're thinking I'm hating, but I mean, what have they consistently shown they're good at? If you watched last week's game, hey, boss, it was CJ. Come on, baby, make a playoff script. And let's see if we can land that plane. They've been able to get a first down at the end of games the last 2 weeks. I wouldn't say that's been consistent on the ground. But they're like right now, keeping it real. Like there's not anything that they do consistently good.
But the thing about the Texans as they're built right now, the focus can't be on the ceiling. The focus has to be on raising the floor. It's not about how many great plays you can make. It's about how can you avoid getting your quarterback hurt because you're getting him hit. How can you avoid the sack taking you out of field goal range or getting you behind the chains? Can you avoid the turnover? The way this team is built, it's more about being better at avoiding bad situations than it is. We're never going to see a team that we're excited about how much they score as long as Nick Caley and Nick Caserio are coaching this offense or are in charge of the offense. The key is how high can you raise that floor, and if you raise it high enough, the Texans are going to have a shot to win it.
Yep. Text line coming through. Ron, can you ask Clint why doesn't CJ make any pre-snap calls? Never see him pointing out anyone or making calls. I think Clint has kind of described that a little bit.
I can't tell you why that we don't hear more of that. I don't understand it. I mean, when Davis Mills played, we heard more of it from Davis. Maybe he's just more animated when he's doing it. I think that's a big part to me when I talk about having command of your offense. It should be blatantly obvious to all of us, and it's just not. So I don't disagree with the texter's point.
Text line coming in. Brent in the Heights, salty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chiefs fan talking a lot of glass half empty with these Texans. Remember who pays the bills. They don't pay my bills. That's just dumb. Again, you can push the Chiefs stuff. You tell me what they do is good. You watch that offense every week and you think that offense, they're going to hold it up. I mean, hey, you got a chance to get to an AFC championship game. Pull it together. I know you're not used to this, but you got a chance to get to an AFC championship game. And if you think this offense is you're happy, they're going to – it's not a – someone just texted Clint, hey, what if the short fields dictate that they're able to score on short fields? That can't be the plan. that you can't bank on that. You can't bank on CJ rollout, cross-body this sucker. CJ roll out of pressure and just get it down there. Man, you can't bank on completing three passes in the second half and winning.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's just someone texted, damn, they're consistently winning. Okay. All right. All right, man. Just keep rolling with this offense. Just keep rolling with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.